Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home: procrastination. You know that feeling when there's something important you need to do, but suddenly cleaning out your sock drawer seems way more appealing. Yeah, we've all been there. It's like a sneaky gremlin whispering sweet nothings in our ear, distracting us from our goals. But guess what? We can conquer that procrastination monster. I'm not talking about willpower alone. This is about building a stoic mindset that fuels your motivation and helps you get things done. Think of it as upgrading your inner software for peak productivity. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you slay procrastination. 1. Understand your why. Ever started something with enthusiasm, only to lose steam halfway through? That's because you haven't truly connected with the deeper purpose behind your actions. Ask yourself, why is this task important? How does it contribute to your bigger goals? When you have a clear why, motivation flows naturally. Think about it like this. If you're training for a marathon, you wouldn't just lace up those sneakers and hit the pavement without knowing your reasons. You want that medal, you want to prove something to yourself, or maybe you want to experience a sense of accomplishment. It's the same with any task. 2. Break it down. Sometimes the sheer size of a project can be paralyzing. We get overwhelmed and hit the snooze button on our responsibilities. But here's the stark secret. Divide and conquer. Break down that daunting task into smaller, manageable chunks. Each mini victory builds momentum and keeps you moving forward. Think of it like baking a cake. You wouldn't try to whip up everything at once, would you? You measure the ingredients, mix them in stages, and then bake it piece by piece. It's the same with any complex project. 3. Time blocking is your best friend. Ever notice how your days seem to melt away when you're engrossed in something you enjoy? That's because time flies when you're engaged and focused. Apply that principle to your work. Schedule specific blocks of time for each task, just like you would for a meeting or a date night. Think of it like carving out dedicated me time for your important tasks. When you treat them with respect, they get the attention they deserve. 4. Embrace discomfort. Listen up, growth happens outside our comfort zones. Sometimes the most effective way to overcome procrastination is to simply start, even if it feels uncomfortable. That initial push can be the hardest part, but once you get going, the momentum builds. Think of it like this. A muscle doesn't grow without being challenged, right? 5. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait for the grand finale to acknowledge your progress. Celebrate those small victories along the way, finishing a section, completing a task, or simply showing up and putting in the effort. These little wins keep you motivated and remind you of how far you've come. Let me tell you a story about this. I was working on a huge writing project last month, a screenplay actually, and it felt like an insurmountable mountain. Every day I'd sit down, staring at the blank page, feeling that familiar pang of procrastination. But then I remember these stoic principles. I broke the script into smaller scenes, set time blocks for writing, and even treated myself to a little reward after finishing each scene. You know what? It worked. I kept pushing through, celebrating those small wins, and eventually the entire screenplay was done. So remember, overcoming procrastination is about mindset, strategy, and self-compassion. By embracing these stoic principles, you can unlock your potential and achieve anything you set your mind to. Now here's what I want you to do. Think about one task you've been procrastinating on. Apply one of the strategies we discussed today, break it down, schedule time for it, or remind yourself why it's important. And guess what? You just took a step towards building your stoic core and conquering procrastination. Don't forget to share your progress with me on social media. Use hashtag build your stoic core. And as always, keep striving for strength, resilience, and balance in your life. Until next time, stay strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.